An unusual coalition is trying to encourage more young people to vote. World Wrestling Entertainment, a professional wrestling operation, and Hip Hop Action Summit, a social advocacy network, are joining forces for the 2004 election.
Wow, the WWE and hip-hop together. There goes the neighborhood, huh?
That's Vince McMahon, chairman of World Wrestling Entertainment. His SmackDown Your Vote campaign and Hip-Hop Team Vote will share a nonpartisan mission to register 2 million more young people than in the presidential race of 2000. McMahon said yesterday, nothing appeals to young people more than hip-hop and wrestling.
When you think about it, we're asking young people of America to practice themselves what we as performers in both worlds enjoy so much, the freedom of expression. And the greatest freedom of expression that there can be in this country is to vote.
For hip-hop entrepreneur Russell Simmons, the project sends a message that voting is an in thing, like buying a hot CD on the day it's released.
On Tuesday, they go to the record store. The new record is out. A million people may come home with the new Jay-Z record. Just on that one Tuesday.
The rapper Reverend Run of Run DMC also compared the voter registration campaign to grabbing record sales.
It's my job to make sure that we get some sales here. When I say sales, I believe that we're going to go platinum, more than double platinum. They say 2 million, I believe it'll be more, and my job is to make sure that it happens.
Several groups, including the League of Women Voters and Rock the Vote, have signed on to the 2 million more in 2004 campaign. Russell Simmons says appearances by wrestlers and rap artists in public service announcements will get even more young people interested in the democratic process.
Many people across the world pay attention to the words of Jay-Z and Eminem and 50 Cent, Reverend Run and others, much more than they do George Bush. Much more than they do any politician, for that matter, Howard Dean or anybody else.
Previous efforts to encourage more 18 to 30-year-olds to vote have not had much success. Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, says grassroots recruiting has more promise than a media blitz.
If you really want to get young people out to vote, you better have some of those rap artists or wrestlers giving the young people calls on Election Day or even before Election Day and getting them to register. It's the personal push that young people need more so than the media campaign.
The 2 million more partnership will use media announcements and events across the country, registering young people at concerts and colleges. Some of them might even hear Reverend Run on their answering machine.
Preach on a Sunday, rap on a Monday. Y'all do what Run say, to get better one day. Just because Rev Run got a collar, don't mean I can't make a dollar. So y'all holler.